5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/trygreenlight. That's greenlight.com/trygreenlight.
Everyone, I'm Sam.
And I'm Sean.
And this is Key to the Case. Welcome back. And thank you all for tuning in for this special update episode today. Instead of covering a new case this week, we're dedicating this episode to covering a major update in the murder of Amber Jackson, which we originally covered in episode 56, which came out in September 2024. It's a relief to finally have another update to share with you all. It's been a very long time. And we actually need to thank our listener, Austin, who brought this to our attention. We are re-releasing our original episode on Amber Jackson's case. It should be at the top of your feed right now. So I highly recommend listening to that first if you don't remember the case and you kind of want all the details, or if you haven't listened to that episode at all. But I will walk through a quick synopsis of the case for those of you who just need a refresher. And by the way, I went through and checked every case we've covered to ensure there are no other updates we need to share. And I can confirm that there haven't been any other major updates. So we will just focus on what has come out in the Amber Jackson case. All right, let's dive in. 57-year-old Amber Jackson lived on the Hawaiian island of Kauai in 2010 when she was murdered. Amber was known for her carefree spirit. She was quite independent, adaptable, and caring. A few years before her murder, she had met a man named Greg. Greg was a handyman and helped Amber build a yurt on her property, which he later moved into. Now, Amber became romantically interested in Greg, but it seemed the feelings weren't mutual, so they just remained friends. Amber's friends, though, couldn't understand her attraction to him. They viewed him as loud, obnoxious, even a little bit chaotic. But even worse, Amber told them he had this explosive temper. Amber reassured her friends that Greg would never harm her. There's a lot of history between Greg and Amber that accumulated over the years they spent as friends, including how Greg eventually decided he was interested in an intimate relationship with Amber, which we explored in our full-length episode about the case. But days before Amber's murder in June 2010, Amber told Greg she'd had enough of him. On June 23rd, 2010, Amber and Greg reportedly shared dinner in his yurt, and according to Greg, in some accounts, they were both in good spirits, despite the reports that Amber was done with Greg. But in other accounts, he claimed that Amber had a breakdown that night. Amber went back to her home after dinner, which again was on the same property. Now, something we discussed in our episode was that Amber apparently had plans to watch TV at a friend's house the night of her murder. So we kind of had the question, why did she instead decide to have dinner with Greg? Greg would insist that someone murdered her after she left the yurt and before she could do anything else, like go to her friend's house. But I certainly think that's a piece of information that did not work in Greg's favor because it significantly narrows the window in which someone could have harmed her unless she truly chose to skip out on her plans and not tell her friend. Greg was the last known person to see Amber alive. After that, Amber was nowhere to be found, and an investigation into her disappearance began. It remained a missing persons investigation until 9 days after she was last seen, when a hunter found her remains in a remote and heavily forested area about 9 miles from her home. Amber's cause of death was blunt force trauma, and there were no signs that she had been sexually assaulted. Greg was definitely on the investigators' radar, but someone else popped up. A man named Rick, when his neighbor suspected he could be involved in Amber's murder. Rick had exhibited some very suspicious and bizarre behavior on the night it was believed Amber was murdered, as well as shortly before she was found. Rick told the police that he didn't know Amber, but allegedly had told his neighbor that he'd met her once when she was walking on the beach. Rick also denied knowing Greg, but Greg claimed he knew Rick. So the police had the more obvious suspect, Greg. He allegedly had this explosive temper. You could make the argument that he had motive to harm Amber, right? She wanted him to leave. And he made some conflicting statements. On the other hand, they had Rick, who kind of came out of left field, but presented as a person of interest who couldn't be ignored. And we even entertained the possibility that Greg and Rick could have both been involved in Amber's murder, which I'm sure the police considered as well. In April 2023, Greg was arrested in an unrelated crime after allegedly shooting a man during an altercation. The man who was shot was injured but survived the incident. And in 2024, Greg was found guilty of 2 charges, second-degree assault and illegal possession of a firearm, and he was sentenced to 4 years of probation.
Yeah, after you went through the background again, this case is coming back to me. I vaguely remember Greg having some sort of bat or something that he called the protector, I want to say.
Yes, that's right. And yeah. Well, he denied that, but people who knew him said he had this bat or pipe or something that he would call his protector. And that includes Amber. She knew about this alleged protector.
Yeah, when they did the autopsy, Amber was, it was determined that her cause of death was blunt force trauma, right?
Yes. It was a very brutal murder. It seemed like someone was angry with Amber. And this, of course, was not a direct link to Greg, but I think by him saying, oh, I don't have a protector, like kind of acting like he didn't know what people were talking about when they asked him about that, that made him look worse. Amber's case sat with very little movement for years. At least that's how it looked from the outside until the end of last year. On December 23rd, 2025, Kauai police announced that they had issued an arrest warrant in the Amber Jackson case. So because you haven't heard this update yet, who do you think this arrest warrant is for?
I mean, I want to say Greg.
That's right. The arrest warrant they issued was for Greg. I think that that makes a lot of sense. The police said directly in their press release that over the years, successive generations of KPD detectives built on prior investigative efforts, re-interviewing witnesses, reviewing evidence, coordinating with other law enforcement agencies, and traveling both inter-island and out-of-state to follow up on leads. Those ongoing efforts eventually uncovered new information, culminating in an arrest warrant for Greg Glazer for murder in the second degree, with bail set at $1 million. To my knowledge, law enforcement is still actively working to locate Greg. He was last seen on Hawaii Island and is described as a white male, approximately 5'8" tall, weighing 160 pounds, with brownish gray long hair, brown eyes, with a dot tattoo on his stomach. Anyone with information on Greg's whereabouts or the investigation is urged to contact Sergeant Brian Silva at 808-241-1908 or KPD Dispatch at 808-241-1711. Also, anonymous tips can be submitted through Crime Stoppers at 808-246-8300 or online at crimestoppersquai.org. Plenty of ways to submit a tip if you know where Greg might be. Interestingly, a judge had actually issued an arrest warrant for Greg in June 2025 after he violated the terms of his probation, but was also reported missing by his mother around that time, which means that Greg's whereabouts have not been conclusively confirmed for a while now, because the report about his disappearance came out in June, indicating that he hadn't been seen since April. I'm very curious about the evidence they have against Greg, the probable cause to arrest him. They haven't revealed any of that information, but they obviously have a case against Greg, and I hope they can find him as soon as possible. I imagine it's just a matter of time. And when the KPD announced this, the police chief said that it marked an important step in holding those responsible accountable. And the word "those" would indicate that Greg was not the only person responsible for Amber's murder, but at the same time, they could just be keeping their statements vague to protect the case. When I was working on this case, it was on the tip of my tongue. I was trying to remember, what was it about Greg potentially acting alone that really bothered me? And I went back through my notes and realized that it was because where Amber was found was this very remote area, and there were some tire tracks on the road leading up to that area. And those tire tracks were not a match with the tires on Greg's vehicle or Amber's vehicle, you know, in a scenario where he could have used her car, right? But they were 75 to 80% matched to Rick's tires. So I'll be very curious to know, in the case they put forth, in the case being that Greg murdered Amber, what is the theory for how he disposed of her? Other than that, we don't know a lot. The charge is notably murder in the second degree, not first degree, meaning they lack the evidence to prove that Amber's murder was premeditated and planned. So it'll certainly be interesting to follow the case. And as I said, hopefully they find Greg soon so they can move forward with this process and the pursuit of justice for Amber's family.
Yeah, it's reassuring to know that this case is still active. I mean, it's been, what, 16 years since this all happened. So it's nice to know they're still trying to find justice for Amber.
I remember when we covered this case, I felt like I had hope that there would be an arrest one day, because it seemed like, at least from my perspective, it seemed like the police thought they had their suspect, whoever that was. Now we know it was Greg, but it seemed like they just needed to build a case against him. So why it took this long, I don't quite know, but I guess it's better late than never. And hopefully, like I said, they can find Greg soon. It's great that there's this arrest warrant, and I'm sure that means the family is going to receive a lot of new information, hopefully help them put some of the pieces of the puzzle together. But until he's found, they won't receive true justice. But yeah, I've never forgotten about Amber's case, so I'm glad we finally have this update to share. And as always, feel free to share your thoughts on this update or on any of our episodes on our Instagram at Key of the Case Podcast, or drop a comment on Spotify. We'd love to hear from you. Otherwise, that is all for now, but we will be back in 2 weeks with a new regular case. Bye.
Bye.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight. with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com. The new Wegovy pill is now available through Weight Watchers. Powerful GLP-1 results in a simple pill at the lowest price available. And with Weight Watchers, you can get doctor support and personalized nutrition programs. See if you qualify at weightwatchers.com. Ad not reviewed or approved by Novo Nordisk.